The Players,
Players Lounge.
The Players Lounge. The Players Lounge.
Players Lounge.
All right, what's up? It's your girl, Nick Banks, and welcome back to the Players Lounge. Today, we have a great show for you. We're having conversation with New York Liberty forward Shamika Christian. Now, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff on the court, you know, NBA versus WNBA, love, shopping, shoes. So we have a lot of good conversations. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. And thanks for once again turning us on.
Please don't turn me off.
Well, I want to welcome you to the Players now. Today we have Shamika Christian. I know you guys made the playoffs. Like, how does that feel?
It feels really great. We're all, you know, very excited. We're the youngest team in the WNBA, and to actually get to this point, you know, everybody's really excited about it.
I know that you guys are going up against the Detroit Shop, and you guys had a pretty disappointing loss last time. Going into these series of games with the Shop, how focused are you guys?
We're very focused. You know, Detroit is definitely a great team. However, we're a great team. They're very physical. They're well coached. But last year, no one expected us to make it to the playoffs. They were like, no, this team is not talented enough to, you know, make it to the playoffs. So we ended up making it to the playoffs, and we played Detroit, beating them 2 times out of 4 in the regular season. But then, you know, when the playoffs started, our first round of the first game, we blew them out by 21. The next game, we lost to them. I want to say it was an overtime by like 2 or 3. And then the third game, we lost to them by 2 or 3 again. So we were kind of bitter about that because we just saw a chance that we had to actually advance to the semifinal round, slip away from them. So now it's like, all right, we're back in a situation again. We're here in the playoffs, except we're in the semifinal round instead of the first round. And we have this chance again to, you know, go out there and beat Detroit. So everybody is remembering the emotions that we felt last year. I'm very, you know, disappointed.
So do you think it's better that you guys take that frustration in the game with you, or do you just play it as it's another game, another competitor, and you just got to win?
You know, I think it's better that we do. I think that's part of, you know, competing. Whenever you move, you have to remember what that felt like, that feeling, because you don't really necessarily put yourself in a situation to feel that way again. So I think it's best that we are going to definitely take those feelings that we had from last year and be like, hey, you know what, we don't want to feel like that again. Because, you know, just to be so close to fall short, that's like the worst that you have to think about for like 7 or 8 months.
Who do you find in WNBA is like your strongest competitor to play against?
Well, I would have to say individuals would have to be Deanna Nolan. You know, she's of the Detroit Shock, and that's who we're facing up against right now. But she's definitely the hardest individual player that I would have to say that I've faced. She's very athletic. She can jump out the gym. I really think that she could probably give some of the men in the NBA a run for their money because she's just really, really that good. And then as a team, collectively, I would say the hardest team for us would be probably Indiana. We don't match up too well with Indiana, so they've challenged us. And I mean, it's not only this year. It's been for like the last 8 or 9 years.
Wow. Okay. Who's your closest ally on the team?
Wow. I don't know. I don't have really just one. We're all really, really close.
Where did you grow up?
Arkansas.
How different is it living in New York and being from Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas is definitely a lot slower. It's the country compared to, I mean, New York City. You know, the people are, I don't know, I don't even want to say nicer, but I think in New York you have it, everybody's just so in a rush to go, you know, where they got to go. As opposed to in Arkansas, the people are like, they'll stop, ask you how you're doing, and actually have a conversation whether they know you or not. So, I mean, that's a difference. But pretty much, for me, I came from Arkansas to New York, and I adjusted really well, so it's okay for me.
About that part, I bust the windows out your car after I saw you laying next to her. I didn't wanna, but I took my turn. I'm glad I did it, cause you had to learn. I must admit it helped a little bit to think of how you feel when you saw. Oh,
All right, ladies, don't let Jasmine Sullivan's new songs get y'all heard up out there, okay? Although I know that men loves the crazies. So now from one strong woman to the next, we're going to get back into the Players Lounge with New York Liberty forward Shamika Christian.
First of all, I'm 4'11", so I could probably fit in your pocket or one of your biggest handbags. But for me, I'm such a competitor and I'm like a really strong personality. So I think for me, it would kind of be very difficult to be athletic, because if I could play ball and I have my man on the court one-on-one, I'd be elbowing and hitting him and everything. So are you a really, really competitive person off the field?
Oh, yes. It's funny because my boyfriend, he actually plays as well internationally, currently in Italy, and we don't even have to really just go out there and physically play the game, but if we're talking about basketball, it's a heated, like, discussion, a debate. I mean, I think that's part of the competitiveness of it. So, like I said, like, even take basketball out of the equation for a second. Like, say if we're playing a video game, I'm really mad if I don't beat him. And he's really mad if he doesn't beat me. So, I mean, it's just part of the nature. I think, you know, whenever you grow up playing sports, you kind of, like, develop that characteristic.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into your boyfriend's business. We're glad to see what's going on over there. Okay, I was going to ask you about the NBA. I know there's obviously a difference between playing in the WNBA and in the NBA, and just the reverence that are given to those guys, and sometimes the respect that's lacked when thinking about players in the WNBA. Do you think that there's anything that the league could do to help boost how the fans see you guys?
You know, I think at this point, you know, they're doing pretty much as much as they really can right now. It's just so tough because we play in the summer, first of all, and you got to think about the summers where everybody, they're on their vacation, enjoying, you know, their time. Now, if we were to move our season during the normal time, which is during the time of the NBA, we would have to compete with so many different sports, you know, football, basketball, hockey, baseball. So we would really definitely just get lost in translation somewhere. So right now, I mean, we're the league is 12 years old, as opposed to NBA, not really sure, but it's over
a lot older. Yeah, older than 12.
Right. So hopefully, you know, if we're around that long, it'll definitely be obviously a different, I guess, perception to people, because for it to last that long, I think they would have been a lot more supportive. And I mean, not to take anything away from any of the fans that we have now. We're very grateful that they're making this possible as it is. Like, I've actually been asked this question a lot of times, and they were like, oh, well, maybe I'll just sell sex sells. But I don't think that's really necessarily the answer, because you got to keep in mind, we are professional athletes. We're women playing basketball, and that's what we are. And, you know, we don't want to have that image of just having to sell sex in order to get more fans or have a different perception from the fans.
I think selling sex sucks. I think that even just for somebody who suggests that is obviously sexist. I don't hear anybody telling Kobe that he needs to sell sex to play ball. I mean, that's his job. This is you guys' job. With that said, like, all right, I'm trying to figure out a way to word this question. I guess it's because you guys go out there and you play so hard and that you dominate. And I don't really see the sexuality thing comes up with a lot of different other women's sports. I mean, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. It's not something that I focus in on. But I hear that you're really, really a girly girl. So how is it walking that line of just being a hard-hitting and hard competing woman and still being able to be seen as a girly girl, or be able to be seen as sexy? I'm not talking about as far as the league is concerned, but you said you have a boyfriend. Talking about just in that aspect.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I guess it just depends. I mean, I can easily sit there and talk about myself, but in general, as a whole for the WNBA, it just depends on that particular person. Like, how they feel about themselves, or how they, you know, how comfortable they want to be.
Honestly, I don't want to talk about anybody else's situation, because right now it's not a problem for anybody, you know, to be gay or straight. Like, that's not even the issue, but I'm talking about just for you personally, because at the end of the day, you're a woman playing almost a man's game. So for some people, it's hard for them to turn that idea off and say, oh, well, she's masculine, or she's this. So I mean, how important for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, not even, you know, taking into account of anybody else's personal life, because I think that's their personal life.
Right.
But I think it just depends on how you want to present yourself. Me, personally, I'm always been taught, ever since I was a young girl, hey, you're a lady first. Like, all things that you do, you are a lady. And I'm comfortable with walking, you know, that line. So, not to sit there, you know, and like discuss anybody else or, you know, talk about anybody else, but I really do feel like it's just how comfortable you are in your own skin. And my skin is girly girl, really feminine, but yet at the same time, I do play, you know, basketball. And at the same time,
it would take a man out. It would
be really neat.
It would take a man out.
Huh?
I say you would take a man out if you had to.
Yeah, most definitely. But I still keep that in mind. I'm a lady first.
Yeah. Not saying this is dangerous. Just saying this is dangerous. It's all good when we make love. All I ask is to make my love.
That's all I ask, baby.
Love for you is real. You love me. Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Don't you ever.
If you wanna leave, be my guest, you can step. Feeling irreplaceable, listening to Beyonce. Well, okay, I put you out on your B-Day. Hey, now if you rockin' with Weezy, bedroom in the bay, baby, we safe. I got game like EA, but I wanna let you play. And don't I treat you like souffle? Don't I look at you like I see a new day? And don't I do what I do say? I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face. And let ye do ye.
Just saying this when you do it. Yeah. It's all good when we make love. All I ask is to take my love for granted. Spread it.
Yeah.
Love for you is real. If you don't love me, somebody else will. Baby girl, don't you ever get too comfortable.
Catch my breath, talk about leaving and you ain't gone yet. And if you leave, leave correct. And I'ma send a jet to pick up the next. And if you leave, you leaving the best. So you will have to settle for less. And I am no Elliot Ness. I don't handcuff, I don't arrest. I do confess to the vertices. Cause under them sheets, I am a mess. Yes, baby, you're blessed. Not just don't jump your nest, come on.
Saying this is dangerous. Just saying this when you are saying it's so good when we make it up. All I ask is to take my love for granted.
It's granted.
Love for you is real. If you don't love me, somebody else will. Baby girl, don't you ever get too comfortable.
No sweat, no sweat. I would never 1, 2, 3 forget about you, your love, your sex. You know I work you out like Bowflex. I jokes, no stress. Love, live life, proceed, progress. Make sure the neighbors get no rest. We can get together, never disconnect. Yeah, your back, your neck. Funny how that song haven't got old yet to us. So let's project. You stay in, never incorrect face.
Time.
So we slowed it down a little bit with Lil Wayne and Babyface with Comfortable, and some Michael Jackson at his best, one of my favorite songs with Butterfly. We're going to get back into this interview with Shamika Christian.
If you had to describe your game with any player in the NBA, who would that be?
That would be tough. I can't really say that my game is like anybody's actually in the NBA. Not even really close. I know as far as the WNBA, I've always been called the baby throw poop of the league. And that's pretty much what my game is very similar to. But as far as like in the NBA, I can't say that there is anybody.
Okay, who do you see in the NBA that you think you'd probably take?
You know, my favorite player actually is Dwayne Wade. And I said, one day I just want to beat him just to play him one-on-one. I would definitely challenge him. I don't think I'll be successful, but I would definitely challenge him. I just love the way he plays. His game is so, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. He's just so talented. And actually, whenever he played in the Olympics, you know, I've seen him take his game to another level, which is very impressive.
Wow. Okay, are you at least a little bit disappointed as far as, like, you know, a lot of these guys get billion-dollar sneaker deals and a lot more endorsement opportunities? Do you at least hope that that'll be changing soon?
Am I disappointed? Definitely. And then what even makes me even more upset, I think, is whenever I hear, you know, or read about a player complaining about, oh, I'm not going to play because I don't have enough money, or they're not paying me enough money. I'm like, if I just had a day of your salary, you know, I would be happy. But, you know, I think that it's just a part of it. But the players that we have coming out now, you have Candace Parker, who has
you know, yeah. She's an extraordinary player.
Yeah, and she has those, you know, those big money sneaker endorsement deals. So I can only see it getting, you know, better and better.
But honestly, I think that you can always attribute that to you and your success and the people in the WNBA that has obviously come before them. There's a difference in competition when, you know, I would say for a boy, when you're thinking about going to the NFL, if you play football, or thinking about going to the NBA or the WNBA. So now that the girls have that incentive of possibly being able to play the game that they love and play it in this country and be able to make a good living doing it, I think that gives them more of an incentive to play harder and really want to take the game a lot more seriously than women maybe have taken in the past.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. Because I can still remember, I was actually a freshman in high school the first year that they were like, okay, we're going to have a women's national basketball league. And so I remember right then and there, I was like, before the league came around, I was like, oh, I'm going to try out for the men's NBA. Because I just wanted to play ball, you know, professionally, just that bad. That's just how much I love the game. So now that there's actually that opportunity, I do a lot of charity events. I speak at a lot of schools, and all the kids are like, oh, when I grow up, that's where I want to be. I want to be in the WNBA. I want to be playing and competing professionally just like you. So, you know, and definitely we have to give credit to, you know, the very first people that were there that actually got this all started.
I know that you also played overseas. To you, what is the difference in the fans in, let's say, in New York, played in Israel, and you
right.
played in Spain? So, like, what's the difference?
Oh, goodness. There's really not too much of a difference. Just a few things. Obviously, they're not speaking English, so I can't understand everything they're saying. But they are very intense. They're very supportive. They follow their team. The thing that they also do in the gym, they have, like, these loud horns and drums and start, like, I'm glad we don't have, you know, in a WNBA, but so, I mean, can't sit there and say there's too much of a difference. They're very passionate about the sport and their team.
Okay.
Very, and they also have a lot of pride. It's amazing. Well, I don't think that's necessarily a difference either.
But I mean, as far as the league, like you said already, the WNBA is relatively new. I mean, up until very recently when the WNBA was established, women basketball players only had the option of maybe making it overseas. So being that they're more well-established as far as the time frame and women having that opportunity, do you see that there's a difference between that and playing in the WNBA?
Oh, yes. The international basketball has been around a lot longer than the WNBA. And honestly, as a professional athlete, you know, playing in the WNBA, we go over there because the money is a lot better. But we love playing in the WNBA because we are home and we want to play, you know, in our own country. So, I mean, that's different. And like I said, I think with the league being so new, then you have to be careful because you don't want, you know, to have the league just fold by paying, you know, so many players so much money so they don't have to go overseas. I think they got to do it just the way that they're doing it now, and take step by step, and as the league grows, the money will grow.
Life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Rihanna, let's get it.
Might be in the quadruport or the new white BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State. Cooking like home ec for financial aid. I hella doubt she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime my finances straight. I even opened up the door to the financial states. She used to fight with her mom till I sat them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Now she knows she getting sliced, spending nights in Milan. We still blow weed together. Cheating on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. Though she can't be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right here, ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Looking for that other when you got the best. The previous was a test for you, now you're in the big league. A black Steinbrenner, who would wanna play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he dead it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't even get it. Nah, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think your ass fine as shit. And that's straight up real talk, all bullshit aside. She replied, I like to do the wild thing. Took place at my place, not my place, it's her place, yeah.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them all on her. Though she can't be my lady, she could be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Mo better, mo cheddar. Knock the man off your clothesline sweater. Ho get her, gorilla. Fuck chauffeurs, I went and got mo killers. I rock with niggas like Fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous. But you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels, not for amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy. Job like Roxy, spark that broccoli. Walk quite Aki, that means sexy. I will save you, if you let me. Fly with me, get high as me. A lot of alphabets, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches. We show stoppers, hoes just watching.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. Though she can't be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting.
Every superwoman needs a
superman. Here I am. Players Lounge. Right about now.
As soon as you came in, I offered you a drink. Better yet, there's a bar in my crib, yo. What you think? You know I'm a stranger. So girl, let me take ya to places that you don't even know. No, I've wanted girls before, but never like this. And I know I can't have it all, but I'll settle for a kiss. I'm playing, let's just let it be. Cause damn, you're so sexy. Feels like I'm losing control. Now I'm not falling in love with you, but I think that you are hot shouting. See, all I wanna do is let you know.
See all I wanna do.
to let you know from the moment I saw you, I knew that.
Just play T.I. and Riri, Rihanna, with Live Your Life, Rick Ross, Avery Storm, and Nelly with Here I Am, and your boy Mario with Skipping. Something about them B-More boys. I'm going to get right back into our interview with Shamika Christian.
Okay. And the charities that you're involved in, can you tell me a little bit about any of them?
I just became the face of CCFC, which is located actually in Los Angeles. It's a foundation for families to help them, like any type of resources that they may need, you know, helping them if they need to put like their children in daycare, and they help give money back to the families that really, really need it. So that's one thing. And also I work here in New York with Make-A-Wish Foundation, which actually all the Liberty pretty much works with, as well as the Knicks, and also Garden of Dreams.
Can you tell me like a typical day off the court for you?
It can vary between three different things. It could be a completely just rest day where, you know what, I just relax, you know, watch TV or I love to watch movies.
Are you a Lifetime girl?
I am not. My mom is.
Me either.
I am not.
Me either, so don't feel bad.
Okay. And then another day can be a work day. Outside of basketball, I also own my own daycare, so I have to do a lot of work and planning for that. My daycare is in Arkansas, so it could be a work day like that. Then the other day could be is the coffee day, which is my most dangerous day.
Like, what's the one thing that you cannot not live without?
One thing. Oh gosh, you're talking to a girl,
girl. And I mean, all I'm seeing is handbags and shoes. I mean, as you're 6'1", right?
Yes.
Are you into like heels and stuff like that? Cause you must. Well, you said your boyfriend plays ball. Thank God. So I'm sure he's tall too. But like, you just like tower over people. Like I said, I'm 4'11", so I can't imagine.
I do, and it's amazing. I mean, you can ask anybody that after they see me, you know, in the game, I'm dressed really nice. And it's 4.5-inch heels after every single game.
And guess what? If I was that tall, I would do it too. I can't live without my shoes. I can't live without my shoes.
I have such a shoe fetish. I have at least 300 pairs.
Okay, so who's your favorite shoe designer?
Ooh. You know what? That was tough too. I bought a pair of these pumps. They're Balenciaga. They're blue. And they have like a little yellow accent at the bottom. And those are probably my favorite shoes right now.
I don't discriminate really.
Right?
Well, how could you? Like, honestly, if I had to think of like a favorite shoe, like everybody thinks Carrie Bradshaw and Manolo Blahnik, but if I had to think of a favorite shoe designer that I could not live without, it would probably have to be Giuseppe Sinatra.
Okay.
Giuseppe shoes are just they're so feminine and they're so cute. So.
Right.
And I love Gucci and I love Prada. Oh gosh, this is New York. So New York, obviously, this is a great place to shop, though.
Definitely, I have to stay off Fifth Avenue. I do. like, is they ask me that every year whenever, like, I have an interview right before the season starts. They're like, are you going to be on Fifth Avenue? And I'm like, of course I am. It wouldn't be me if I wasn't.
Well, I mean, do you get to Italy to see your friend play a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then the shopping is a whole lot better in Italy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I get most of my bags from just Italy. He'll see that. He knows my taste. He's great. He knows my taste. So he'll see that. He's like, oh, he'll want that.
I love the handbag, man. So.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to him. Musically, who are you really into?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I only have to name one?
You can name as many as you yourself.
Okay, good, because I can't name one. if you go through my iPod, you will find mostly Jay-Z, T.I., Beyonce, and Alicia Keys.
Okay. Like, who controls the music in the locker room?
Our coach.
Oh, that's thing.
Yeah, I know, right? We'll just have our own iPod and listen to our own music, so it really doesn't offend or affect anybody else, so.
So, like, when you're out there and you're working out and you're getting it crunk, like, what the first go-to song?
The first one is going to be Swagger by Jay-Z. All right.
Swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us.
Mr. West is in the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first, I'm Christopher Columbus, y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that means it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger, every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so manful? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life, now I'm the master. Nah, 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 how I feel to wake up and be the shit and the urine. Nah, 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 tryna get that Kobe number, one over Jordan.
Bop like this, can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my fresh, checking my fresh, checking my fresh. Follow my steps, it's the road to success, where the niggas know get better when the girls say yes. But I can't teach you my swag, you can pay for school but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad, and that all blue Yankee is my graduation cap. It's over, dipping Rovers, whipping with the soda. Over, did you even have any doubt after doubt it was over?
But I'm too clean for the why. I require what I desire. I got stripes, I did dies. Mommy scream, Bobby, no mas. Run up in your shit, just me, no mas. Running this shit like I got four thighs. No one has swagger like these, oh God. And when it comes to styles, I got several. Sharper than a swagger dagger, all metal. And my jewels, blue and yellow. The type of shit that make them call you Carmelo. Rules as follows, stay true to the ghetto. Write your name on the bullet, make you feel special. Ha! What the fuck you boys talking about? I know it's us cause we the only thing to talk about.
I'm gone. That's right. Hey, you can go see Weezy for the wordplay, Jeezy for the birdplay, Kanye's for diversity and me for controversy. Y'all my verses picture perfect on this bitch serving purpose. You ain't living what you're kicking and you're worth it. Looking from the surface, it may seem like I got reason to be nervous. Then observe my work and see that my adversity was worth it. Versus autobiographical, absolutely classical. Last thing I'm worried about is what another rapper do. Ain't nobody hot as me, even if they rap their ass off, blast off and have outstanding quality. Sell a lot of records, I respect it and salute that. But spitting real life on hot beats, I'm the truth fan. You kick it like me, no exaggeration necessary. Living revolutionary, nothing less than legendary. Gangsta shit hereditary, got it from my dad. Flow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
Okay.
All right. Who knows more about swagger than Jay-Z, Kanye West, your boy T.I., Players Lounge, and Shamika Christian? I don't know anybody. So we're going to get right back into this interview.
Okay. As being a female athlete, and I mean, you're very heavily into the charities, and you have a daycare. Obviously, you love children. Is that something that you feel like is a conflict? Like, I mean, I've never heard of a player taking up time off to have a baby or whatever. But I mean, maybe not at your age, but like, you know what I'm saying? Do you think that that's something that if you had to choose family or basketball, like what would your choice be?
Wow. I mean, that's tough.
As a woman, I wondered how female athletes, especially on a team sport, because it's different if, let's say, if you're Serena Williams or if you're somebody whose career only basically depends on you, either I play the season or I don't. But for the men, it's not even something that they think about.
Right. But for me, obviously, that's what I'll have to think about. I'm a very independent woman. And so right now for me, you know, being that I have to, you know, I have my career. The good thing is, like I said, my boyfriend, he also plays. And so we're both at that point where it's like, all right now it's all about our career.
So how hard is that, just doing the long distance thing?
We just have an understanding. It's what it is and what has to be done. Like, because I've been in a relationship now for almost 4 years. I don't think he would want me to follow him around at this point in time, and he definitely couldn't follow me around at this point in time. So we just have that understanding that, hey, this is what it is.
Well, I think that's dope to basically be able just to stand on your own and being very independent. You know, just wanting to have your own thing. Like, I love when women have their own and go after their own dreams instead of being a part of somebody else's. So.
Spend a little time. She got her own thing. That's
woman that can do for herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her, something new, so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off. Everything to say, don't worry, I got it. And everything she got, best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it. Girl, you're everything I need. Said you're everything I need.
All right, that was Neo with Miss Independent. And shout out to all of our independent ladies out there doing what they gotta do. I'm gonna give a big thanks to our guest this week, Shamika Christian, for coming through at the very last minute to make this a very special show and allowing me to get all up in the business. And special shout out and a special thanks to you guys for listening, okay? Make sure you check us out on the MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/playerslounge, and add, comment, become a friend, hit me up, I don't know. Also, check us out on the website, which is www.theplayerslounge.online.com. All right? And make sure, guys, if you missed the show, you can always hit us up. And there's a link to the podcast directly from the site. So stay tuned, stay safe, God bless.